We've got a game here, and Bron, I think you like this. This is called the Three Strikes game. So I have here in my hand a buzzer. I'll hand it over to you so you can play with it as well. But it does this. It's a great noise.
Oh sorry, there you go. Sounds like we're being like electrocuted over and over.
We're not electrocuting. No, no, no. Now, what we've got here is some lovely press releases from some local bands, some international bands, and you know what, the CDs that and the new albums and the artists that they're promoting, they're lovely. They're really, really lovely. Actually, I've just realised that that's going to try and lock itself out if I don't set it so that it doesn't.
So we're not saying anything against the artists. They're great. We love what
no,
they do.
No, no. Like, Dan and Ann and Aykroyd are a great band, but what we're going to do is we're going to read out the press release itself because the press releases are a little bit weird, right? So you're in control of the buzzer for the minute.
Okay.
And you can read, and any time it gets weird, any time you hear something that you dislike, you can buzz in.
Okay.
With the it plays, yep. Everyone yep. hears it? You buzz in? No, nope. Not that. That's the good. That's the one. So something you dislike, you buzz in, and then we'll see how long it takes to get to three strikes. Okay?
So each one gets three strikes, and then they're out.
Yes.
Got it.
Yes. So we're trying to not be... we don't want the pretentiousness. Okay, so this is from a band from Albury, New South Wales / Melbourne, Victoria, called Dirt Farmer. Okay? That's the name of the band.
Excellent. There's nothing pretentious about
and
that.
No, no, they're on facebook.com/dirt-farmer. Here we go. Roll up your swag, dust off your denim, burn your banjos, and start a rock and roll band.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
That's what Dirt Farmer have done. Hailing from Albury Wodonga, I would buzz in there.
Really? There's nothing wrong with being from Albury Wodonga.
Play the game, Bron.
Okay, sorry.
The four-piece band have relocated to Melbourne. Formed in April 2010, they met in high school and united over music plays, combining gritty yet crispy guitars, good girl, sharp drum grooves, smooth bass lines complemented with hand claps and harmonies.
Yeah, let's stop you there. That's three
Thank
strikes.
You very much.
That's three strikes.
Okay, you can have...
I feel mean. I'm just going to have to get my, like, Carl Sanderlands on or something.
Okay, you can have Dan and Anna Aykroyd. You can have The Sheriffs. Give me a name. You can have Adebisi Shank.
Let's go The Sheriffs. I've never heard of The Sheriffs.
The Sheriffs?
I'd like to get the lowdown.
Like this. Okay. The Sheriffs are a six-piece progressive country rock band.
That's not on.
That includes members of Mother and Father and East Brunswick All Girls Choir. The band started in 2009 and have played a varied selection of shows, ranging from cafes to almond festivals. Sorry, that's inherently funny. The Sheriff's debut release, Sundance Romance, has been described as the soundtrack to every spaghetti western ever made.
I'm doing the beef and dubstep remix.
I'll just finish this sentence. Okay. It's good. A Quentin Tarantino wet dream and the best thing to happen to country music since Keith Urban got clean.
The end of them.
Wow.
By the way, I'll show you this photo of
them. I'm actually really interested to know what that one sounds like.
Would you like to see what they look like, Bron? And you can describe this picture to everybody listening.
Oh, no, I'm worried.
That's what they look like.
Oh, my goodness.
It's a colour photo. How would you describe that photo to our listeners?
They look like country version of the Brady Bunch, or with, like, matching flannies and black cowboy hats. Like, singing merrily along.
Yeah.
One of them, the one on the end here looks like Owen Wilson. He's really good looking. But yeah, no, wow, they're having a good time, though. It's kind of like a limbo sideways party down.
It looks like they're doing the Zorba dance, but they're getting ready for a boot scoot. That's what
they're
it
doing
looks like.
The Zorba dance. Right. No, I don't know what that was. Okay,
that's
I'll
the
one. Yeah, no, I know what the Zorba dance is.
I was going to say.